The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, first I want to see a show of hands. How many of you remember what is in Matthew chapter 10, verse 30? It's about 6 weeks ago. Who remembers? Okay, a few. The rest of you will be staying after Mass. And I have a drill, and I will drill it into you. Well, the phrase is, God counts the hairs of our heads. God counts the hairs of our heads. And I chose that particular verse because it's chapter 10, verse 30, kind of easy to remember, but also tells us a lot about God. And certainly, St. Paul in Romans talks about that. There's nothing that can get in the way of God's love for us. And we don't have to worry about the future or the past or the present. We just have to keep our focus on Jesus Christ. Now, the main story in the gospel is that of the bread and fish. Now, most people refer to it as the story of the multiplication of the loaves and fish. But one commentator said something which I think is very, very insightful. He says, no, it's not about the multiplication of loaves and fish. And he says that because Jesus doesn't come up with some magic formula and say it over the bread and the fish, and suddenly there's enough for all the people there. In fact, if we were to count the people, it said 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. So we could be talking about 20 to 25,000 people easily. So Jesus didn't say a magic formula, and suddenly there was all this food available. What he did do, as we know, it says it right here in Matthew's gospel, he took the bread, he blessed the bread, he broke the bread, and he gave the bread out. That sound familiar? That's what we do in the Eucharist. We take bread, we bless it, we break it, then we give it out. So that's what Jesus is doing, really, a sort of a form of the Eucharist. But he didn't multiply the loaves. This commentator says the real beauty of this story, and again, it's in all four Gospels, is that it is the fulfillment of all the parables that we have been hearing in the last few weeks. Parables about the seed, the sower, about the type of soil in which the seed is sown, the leaven, the mustard seed. This is the fulfillment of it. How is it the fulfillment? Well, all these people are the fulfillment of those parables. These people are fertile ground for the Word of God. They are all faithful. Again, why do I say that? Well, it says very clearly here that Jesus cured their sick. So we've got 20, 25,000 people. We don't know how many were sick, but he cured their sick. It doesn't say he cured most of them, some of them. He cured the sick, all of them. So the real beauty of this story is that these people who came, they're the miracle in a sense, because they were faithful. They were willing to leave their homes, their jobs, whatever, to follow this man. They were fertile soil. They were faithful. And the miracle of the loaves and fish, again, is not in the multiplication of it, but rather in the handing out of the bread and the fish. So Jesus gives it to the apostles. The apostles give it to the people. The people continue to hand it on to one another. That's where the multiplication, so to speak, comes in. Because of the faith of the people, they could give that bread to their neighbor, not hold on to it, but trusting that they would get what they need. So 20 to 25,000 people are being fed because these are believers, just like the apostles, just like Jesus. They are the fulfillment of the parables that we have been hearing. They were fertile soil. And because of that, in a sense, we could say they worked part of the miracle along with Jesus and the apostles. By not grabbing the food, but by handing it on, they were showing radical hospitality, radical faith, that they knew who their Lord and Savior was and that they could share what God has given them with one another. I think it's a wonderful insight into it, because too often we focus on the multiplication of the bread, but we don't think about the people gathered there. And yet they were faithful people. They were the fertile soil. They were the fulfillment of those parables. They were not rocky soil. They were not soil that was taken over by weeds, but rather they were rich, fertile soil, people who wanted to hear the word of God, and so were willing to follow Jesus into this place that was away from all the towns and really put themselves at his service and trusting in him. And he did provide, and they provided for one another. So just like those parables, we're called to ask, are we faithful like that? Do we hold on to our possessions, thinking that we need to safeguard them, or out of fear, worry about what will happen to them? Or do we trust so much in the Lord that we don't hold on to things, we let go of them? In fact, we could pass out everything we have without any worry or fear, knowing that it is the Lord who really is the source of all that is good. He is the source of eternal nourishment and even physical nourishment here and now. And this story is proof of that. So again, who are we? What kind of soil are we? Do we have the faith of these people? Because Jesus said in other places, he could not cure many people because of their lack of faith. But here he's curing them. So they had faith. They were fertile. They took in the word of God. They believed it. They lived it. That's what we're called to be as a church, a community of believers, people who know that Jesus is the source of all that is good, and that we want to be fertile soil. We want to do what we have to do so that we can take in the word of God and be generous distributors, as Paul says, generous distributors of God's many graces. So that means not holding on to anything, but rather letting go and sharing willingly, practicing radical hospitality. Can you imagine giving your house key to anyone, to a stranger, to a homeless person, just giving it to them? Well, now that's radical hospitality. And as this gospel passage attests, we could do that if we wanted to. But then we have to have faith in God, true faith, and a faith that continues to grow and develop as we draw closer to the Lord and do what the Lord did, who did obviously practice radical hospitality because he always provided for those who were in need, and he accepted radical hospitality wherever he went, relying on strangers to provide for himself. So very challenging scriptures that we've been hearing, the parables, and they're supposed to grab our attention and say, what kind of soil am I? Is my faith the size of a mustard seed? How big is my faith? What do I think I could do with my faith? What am I ready to do with my faith? What am I afraid to do? And what do we need to do to grow in our faith? Continue to pray, to read the scriptures, and to really do the things that God calls us to do, not just think about them, but to radically do them, just as Jesus did. So here we are, their bread will be taken, it will be blessed, it will be broken, it will be distributed, and it's no longer ordinary bread, it is the bread of life, which is the very flesh of Jesus Christ. Jesus gives that to us so that we can be faithful, so that we can be fertile ground for the Word of God, so that like those thousands of people that follow Jesus around in faith, we too can follow him wherever he takes us, not worry about ourselves, not be anxious, not worry about powers and principalities, but rather know that God is always with us, always guiding us, and he alone is, as he says, the way, the truth, and the life. So those tens of thousands of people recognize that. Do we recognize that? Do we live that?